Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday morning, near 1 a.m., 36-year-old Joe Cerna of Eureka was driving his 1983 Toyota Land Cruiser eastbound on Myrtle Avenue. He turned left on 17th Street directly into the path of an upcoming Honda Civic driven by 19-year-old Justin Gross of Fortuna. Gross was unable to get out of the way, the right side of his Honda striking Cerna's passenger side. The impact struck a 57-year-old pedestrian who was hit in the crosswalk. CHP report that after the collision, Cerna attempted to flee the scene, but was restrained by passengers in the Honda and nearby witnesses. While the two drivers only experienced minor injuries, the unnamed male pedestrian fatally injured was not yet identified. Cerna has been booked into jail on charges of vehicular manslaughter and DUI causing injury or death. On the KINS Talk Shop program, Eureka City Manager David Tyson discussed the selection of the new police chief, and it's almost complete.
Very long selection process. We interviewed seven potential candidates initially, and have narrowed that down to the top candidates. And right now we're doing what I guess we would call a background check. We're doing that on the candidate, one in particular at this point. Individuals have been in law enforcement for many years and probably haven't had a background done, certainly haven't had a background done by us. So we're close to making that offer.
Tyson says he hopes he can make the announcement by the first meeting in August. Yesterday morning, CHP report an unidentified man was driving his motorcycle southbound on US 199 near Crescent City, while 56-year-old Randy Weathers was traveling northbound in a Dodge trailer combo. The motorcycle lost control, crossing the double yellow lines, colliding with the left side of the Dodge. The motorcycle was thrown to the ground and Weathers stopped and tried to help. The unidentified man succumbed to his injuries. Collision is still under investigation. Another motorcycle accident happened over the weekend on 199 near Crescent City. 62-year-old Rodney Jan was driving his motorcycle southbound on 199 south of the Mary Peacock Bridge at approximately 50 miles an hour. He saw that there was stopped traffic up ahead and went on to apply his brakes, but he lost control and struck the rear of a Ford F-150. He was ejected from the vehicle, sustaining moderate injuries, transported to Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment. The City of Fortuna's candidate information guide is now available online. The nomination period for November 6th municipal election, it's almost here. The candidate information guide contains everything you need to know about what is required to be a candidate. You can find it on the City of Fortuna's website. More KINS News. It's after this.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
In this segment of our community, we continue discussing water issues. Our region has the incredible benefit of being home to several wild and scenic rivers that add value. From tourist attraction to protected water supply, our wild and scenic rivers play a vital role. But where does the classification wild and scenic originate? It begins with federal legislation in 1968 with the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act, which aims to protect selected rivers within the United States. The Act recognized these rivers as being treasures for recreation, geologic, fish, and other wildlife. The National Wild and Scenic River System was created to standardize which rivers would be identified and placed into the elite category. And if you research the topic, you'll need a good map, as a river may or may not be completely scenic or wild, but may have one section that is classified as recreational and another that is considered wild. Our region has the Eel, Trinity, Smith, and Van Dusen River, which each have parts that are classified as wild and scenic. Stay tuned next Monday for the next Our Community segment with the KINS and Sub the News. I'm Anthony Mantova.